So we've read that Genesis chapter 3 now. So let's just parse through these verses and really drill down as to its effect upon us. So sin enters the world. Satan goes after that dopamine response. And just again, notice, and this is a different translation again I'm using, Genesis 3:2-3. The woman said to the serpent, "We may eat from the trees of the garden, but God did say you should not eat of the tree that's in the middle of the garden. You must not touch it or you will die." Notice how survival instincts come in here as well. Getting back to, you know, we are created to live and to reproduce, and even Eve realizes that there's something to fear, and that is that we will not survive. So the fall into sin, Genesis 3, and the woman saw the fruit of the tree was good for food and pleasing to the eye and also desirable for gaining wisdom. She took it and ate and gave some to her husband who was with her, and he ate. Then the eyes of both of them were open, and they realized they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made coverings for themselves. Now, in this verses, you see three topics, pre-fall hardwiring, that were addressed. The stomach led them to listen, wisdom. Their desire to be like God led them to rebel. God gives them over to their wisdom and pride and intimacy. Their fall led them to experience nakedness. This led to broken bonds, mistrust, and shame. I find it so fascinating, like how at the fall, deep within us, a pre-fall hardwiring, Satan went after that to make pleasure, which God wanted us to experience in the Garden of Eden, Adam and Eve, to then at that level, to, you know, it wasn't specifically, he didn't like go at the level of, let's say, eating alone, or at the level of knowledge alone, or he didn't like create a fight in the Garden of Eden in the pre-fall state between Adam and Eve. You know, like picture that, they're working themselves out and together, and they're naming animals, and they're helping each other, and all is going well. And then Satan looked at that and go, you know what, I think I can get humanity to fall if I could get them to have an argument over what they should name a certain animal, and they could get such a fight that all of a sudden we could break and say humanity falls down that way. No. Satan goes after the dopamine receptor, that which we would be considered pleasurable. So it was pleasurable to eat. It was pleasurable to work. And it was pleasurable for sexual and relational intimacy. Let's go after that which the human thinks is pleasurable. And if they become not aware of the idolatry of their own pleasurable dopamine response, they actually put it higher than the love and service of God, that very putting higher will separate them from God. And that's what happened. And Adam and Eve did that, and humans fell into sin. Now, fortunately, by the grace of God, God promised not to leave humanity. I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and hers. He will crush your head, and you will strike his heel. Jesus Christ came. He came, and we read one of the things that the promised Messiah did. He became victorious over Satan. The temptations of Jesus was for us acting out that he would live in obedience to God. And when Satan tempted Jesus, if you look at it, Satan went after his dopamine responder as well. Could he get the Son of God to find pleasure in separating himself from his Father? And ultimately, Jesus said, no, I will not live by bread alone, by the pleasure of bread. I will not live by the pleasure of being the king of the world. I serve my Father. And at that level, the deepest level, the temptations of Satan to Jesus were to go after the dopamine responder. And you can look up those temptations, and it is so interesting that it went there. So instead, Jesus lives the sin-free, perfect life. Jesus dies for our sins. That we would be free. That even the sins that the dopamine receptor creates, our sins forgiven at the cross and through the blood of Jesus. And that flesh and blood, he loves us, that in resurrection, this body, this fallen body we live with is valuable. And he rose again from the dead. And what's happening, Colossians 3 verse 10, we now, even now, put on the new self, which is being renewed in the knowledge, in the image of its creator. So, what are the ministry takeaways that we can get from this passage? Well, the fallen self is the default operating system now of all humanity and ministers. Jesus Christ is the new life for even our most hidden fallen self damage. Ministers, surrender Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. We are saved from our sin and sanctified, being renewed in the knowledge of the image of our Creator. So there's hope for us. But our hope is in Jesus Christ. It is through the power of the Holy Spirit. We have a way given to us that our dopamine receptors are not everything. So, what I want you to do is watch these next YouTube videos. And I can't say that they're done from a Christian perspective. This is a lot of social sciences here, and they examine the dopamine receptors and all of that. But I think it's valuable in this next section to go through these videos and to see how the world of social sciences interprets pornography addiction. Now, they admitted that this could be for a lot of addictions, and it's true, because addictions are so much born in looking for the dopamine responses, the pleasurable responses. But what I like about these videos is it gives you a window to see that fallen dopamine receptor, and that in the area of our sexuality, it makes it understandable, so that when we talk about specifically through the blood of Jesus and through the sanctifying work of the Holy Spirit, that we find ways to minister over with victory over our sexual sin. We can see how it all makes sense in what we need to do. So enjoy these next videos. They're not done from a Christian perspective, but they give you insight as to what science describes as the science of addiction.